Count Olaf looked at each of the Baudelaire orphans, his eyes shining brightly as if he were telling a joke.
"I don't know what you're talking about," he said. "But if I did, and I were this Count Olaf you speak of, I would think that you are being very rude. And if I thought you were rude, I might get angry. And if I got angry, who knows what I would do?"
The children watched as Count Olaf raised his scrawny arms in a sort of shrug. It probably isn't necessary to remind you just how violent he could be, but it certainly wasn't necessary at all to remind the Baudelaires. Klaus could still feel the bruise on his face from the time Count Olaf had struck him when they were living in his house. Sonny still ached from being stuffed into a birdcage and dangled from the tower where he made his evil plans. And while Violet had not been the victim of any physical violence from this terrible man, she had almost been forced to marry him, and that was enough to make her pick up his suitcase and drag it slowly toward the door to the house.
"Higher," Olaf said. "Lift it higher. I don't want it dragged along the ground like that."
Klaus and Sonny hurried to help Violet with the suitcase, but even with the three of them carrying it, the weight made them stagger. It was misery enough that Count Olaf had reappeared in their lives just when they were feeling so comfortable and safe with Uncle Monty. But to actually be helping this awful person enter their home was almost more than they could bear. Olaf followed closely behind them, and the three children could smell his stale breath as they brought the suitcase indoors and set it on the carpet beneath the painting of the entwined snakes.
"Thank you, orphans," Olaf said, shutting the front door behind him. "Now, Dr. Montgomery said my room would be waiting upstairs. I suppose I can carry my luggage from here. Now, run along. We'll have lots of time to get to know one another later."
"We already know you, Count Olaf," Violet said. "You obviously haven't changed a bit."
"You haven't changed either," Olaf said. "It is clear to me, Violet, that you are as stubborn as ever. And Klaus, you are still wearing those idiotic glasses from reading too many books. And I see that little Sonny here still has 9 toes instead of 10. "Fruit!"
Sonny shrieked, which probably meant something like,
"I do not."
"What are you talking about?" Klaus said impatiently. "She has 10 toes just like everybody else."
"Really?" Olaf said. "That's odd. I remember that she lost one of her toes in an accident."
His eyes shone even brighter, as if he were telling a joke, and he reached into the pocket of his shabby coat and brought out a long knife, such as one might use for slicing bread.
"I seem to recall there was a man who was so confused by being called repeatedly by the wrong name that he accidentally dropped a knife on her little foot and severed one of her toes."
Violet and Klaus looked at Count Olaf and then at the bare foot of their little sister.
"You wouldn't dare," Klaus said.
"Let's not discuss what I would or would not dare to do," Olaf said. "Let us discuss, rather, what I am to be called for as long as we are together in this house."